Welcome to the infamous podcast, Bitch, I'm Not Well. I'm Kelly.
And I'm Brandy.
And we're invested on taking you down to Crazy Town, where we talk about crazy bitches who are truly unwell. Hit it, Martha.
All right. Kelly, you ready for today?
I am ready.
All right. This one's a really crazy one. Like, this bitch is crazy.
Not all.
I know. I think I say this every episode that
I do.
I
know. It's surprising, though.
Yeah. I wouldn't think that there's this many crazy people out there, but obviously there are.
There are. And so many more.
All right. So today, I'm going to take you back to Omaha, Nebraska, circa 2012.
Circa 2012. Okay.
I keep trying to find different ways.
I think that was very creative.
Thank you.
Yes.
We're going to discuss a love triangle that ended up becoming murderous.
Oh.
Yeah. So first, I'm going to introduce you to Dave Krupa. In 2012, newly single Dave had recently moved from his Wisconsin home to Nebraska.
Mm-hmm.
And he made this move to be closer to his ex-partner's home, which she actually lived in Iowa State. But I guess she was kind of on the border. He was on the border, so.
Were they together when he moved?
No, they had split up, and they had two kids together.
Oh,
so
okay.
He moved to be closer to his kids.
To the kids, yeah.
Yeah, and he had actually found a really good job in Nebraska, close, within a good driving distance from
right.
His ex-spouse and really his two kids. That's what he was worried about.
Okay.
So Dave was described as a kind, loving, present father.
Mm-hmm.
And he was able to get a great job at an auto repair shop as a supervisor in Nebraska.
Great.
Yeah, so he had his shit together.
Mm-hmm.
His ability to get a well-paying job so quickly allowed him to provide for his kids sooner than he was expecting. But Dave was not living extremely close to the children, and he didn't know anyone in Nebraska in the area that he had moved, so mm-hmm. He was lonely and friendless.
Oh.
And to lessen his loneliness, he decided to set up an account on an online dating site.
Mm-hmm.
He specifically stated in his account that he was not looking for anything serious. He was just looking for something casual and fun. It sounded to me like he wanted a friends with benefits relationship or multiple
yeah.
friends with benefits relationships.
Right.
I'm assuming after his split with his partner, he wanted to have some fun and really not be tied down right away, kind of. Sow his wild oats.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
So Dave was perusing the dating site Plenty of Fish.
Perusing, you say?
I am. I'm using some good words this week.
Perusing. I love it.
Y'all, I got a dictionary.
Y'all, I got a dictionary for my birthday.
For my birthday.
New word a day.
Yep. We got three today. So the dating site he was on was Plenty of Fish.
Okay, yeah, I've heard of
You've heard of
that?
Okay. Mm-hmm. And the first person that he came across that he was interested in was Shayna Liz Goyler.
I thought you were going to say Huber.
Huber, oh my God, Shayna Huber. Bitch, he ain't well.
Yeah.
It's not her.
So another Shayna.
Another Shayna, but she goes by Liz.
Okay.
And I've never used a dating app or a site, and I feel so old saying this, but it was after my single times when they
mm-hmm.
really became popular.
Mm-hmm.
Back in my day,
yeah,
we had to randomly meet people at work, school, bars.
Sure, yes.
Yeah, like there wasn't a site, I guess, that you could just go to and find a bunch of single people.
Yeah.
But I did have a friend that used Plenty of Fish,
mm-hmm.
and this was the first dating site she had found and tried that she was interested in because it was in our area, I guess it was like younger people
mm-hmm.
her age, and she regretted the decision to join Plenty of Fish.
Sure.
So in our area, at least at the time, like the 2010s-ish,
mm-hmm.
was considered a hookup site.
Ah.
So most people weren't really looking for anything long term.
But sounds like this would have been right up his alley.
Yes. So he picked the right choice.
Mm-hmm.
But my poor friend found this out in the worst way possible.
Oh, gosh.
The first guy she met was nice, and he seemed to care about her. He was in the military and stationed within an hour or two of her. And with him being in the military, you know, there's days and weekends that he's unable to use his phone or be in contact with anybody, training, that kind of shit. Mm-hmm. Well, she later learned that it wasn't just the fact that he was training. This asshole was married with kids.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Yep. Yes. And she found out when he FaceTimed her and they were all in the background.
Excuse me?
Yes. Like, can you believe this shit?
No.
And so, like, yeah, that kind of put a bad taste in her mouth. But she's like, you know what? I'm going to try again. This doesn't happen. This is a once thing, you know? People are looking for relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, she meets another guy.
Yeah.
This guy and her have, like, everything in common. He's good looking. He's sweet as hell to her. And he's not quite ready to settle down yet, but
mm-hmm.
he tells her, you know, if it gets to that point, like, I'm not against settling down. I'm not yet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So this asshole was dating half of the freaking town.
Oh, God.
Now, Chris and I were eating at a restaurant one time, and about two tables over from us, I keep staring at this guy because he looks real familiar.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, hey.
Yep. Hey.
Aren't you my friend's boyfriend?
Yeah, I thought you were dating.
Is this your sister?
Yeah, like who is this? It did not go well. It was, yeah. Thank God we caught him when he did, because he was in a serious relationship with mm-hmm. his baby mama
mm-hmm.
and about five other women.
Wow. How do you have time or money for that?
I have no idea. Like, I have no clue. So after this, she never went back on Plenty of Fish because she found the crazies on there.
Yeah.
And she did end up meeting her now husband a few years after that. And he's amazing. They have kids together. Mm-hmm. They're perfect. So I'm glad.
And she probably met him at work or
somewhere like that. She did not meet him on a dating site because she had her fill of dating site drama.
Yeah.
Thank God she found him because, it was bad.
Okay.
All right. So back to the scheduled programming.
Yes.
Dave came across Liz, and he messaged her. And they started chatting online, and it quickly led to them meeting in real life.
Mm-hmm.
Liz was a recently single mother, and with Dave being a recently single father, mm-hmm. he thought that this would mean they were looking for the same thing in a relationship. Mm-hmm. Nothing serious.
Okay.
Dave later stated that he thought Liz seemed very cool and very down to earth, and they had a lot of interest in common. They were both mm-hmm. into sci-fi, action movies, heavy metal music, and motorcycles. And both Dave and Liz had one son and one daughter, and they were both lonely, and they mm-hmm. wanted affection. And they both needed companionship, and Dave thought that's where their relationship was heading.
Mm-hmm.
So Liz and Dave were soon doing the horizontal tango.
Okay.
And even with the pair being intimate, Dave was still insisting that he did not want a serious relationship. He just wanted something casual.
Yes.
Because Dave considered their relationship casual, he was dating other women while hooking up and hanging out with Liz. Due to this, he did not feel guilty when he met Carrie Farver, a 37-year-old mother of one.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, him and Liz were still together.
Okay.
And Dave had actually met Carrie at his mechanic shop.
Okay.
And then later he found her on a dating site.
A different one than Plenty of Fish, or?
I think it was Plenty of Fish.
Okay.
It doesn't say exactly, but it never says that Dave tried any other sites, and he obviously had luck with Plenty of Fish, so I'm going to go with he found her on there.
Yeah, he threw out another hook.
Yeah.
Threw his little worm out there again.
So after they chatted on the dating site, they ended up getting together, I guess.
Okay.
And Dave would describe Carrie as smart, sexy, and out of his league.
Okay.
Come on, Dave. Get some confidence, dude.
Damn.
According to him, their first date went well. After their date, Dave invited Carrie back to his apartment in the hopes of continuing the night. Dave was still seeing Liz during this time, and it just so happened that Liz showed up unannounced at Dave's apartment while Carrie was there.
Oh, shenanigans.
Oh, yes.
That's never good.
No, it's not. And supposedly, Liz had forgotten something at Dave's apartment the last time she was there. And so she just stopped by to pick it up.
Oh, sure.
Okay. Yeah. This would have been a huge red flag for me. Like, okay, this is the first woman that I've brought home since you. Mm-hmm. And this night, you just happened to come by mm-hmm. to get something that you forgot. Like, mm-hmm. I don't believe you, Liz.
Mm-mm. Hey, in a breakup, you better make sure they've got every hair follicle left in your house.
Oh my gosh, I know.
In a box on the outside of the door, like, mm-hmm. bye.
Don't even come in. Just pick it up. Yeah. Swing by and grab it while you're walking.
I can mail it.
Don't even stop. Just keep going.
Yeah. I left my left temporal hair follicle here last week.
The back just of my right earring fell down in your bedroom. I think it might be under your bed.
I really need that.
I really feel like it was something stupid that she forgot. And she was just like, you know. And I mean, he had told her from the beginning.
My dental floss.
Yeah. I'm seeing other people. You can see other people. I'm looking for friendship. I'm looking for some friends with benefits. I don't want to settle
down. Okay, because those are two different things. Like, you want a casual relationship because you're not ready to get serious, but you're still monogamous to that one person.
Yes.
Or you want a casual relationship and see other people. So he did say to her.
He told her he did not want to settle down with one person, that he wanted to date multiple people. And
that's fair.
Yeah. So she knew from day one, like, this is not going anywhere.
Right.
Don't get your hopes up. If this isn't what you're looking for, my feelings won't be hurt.
This just is where leave. It is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get everything out on the table. So Liz arrived and then Carrie left shortly after she got there. Guess it was kind of awkward.
You think? Especially if they were just dating.
Like, yeah, like first date back at his apartment. Mm-hmm. So Carrie got with Dave and invited him to her home in Macedonia, Iowa. While they were at Carrie's home, they discussed the status of their relationship.
I thought you were going to say Liz showed up.
Oh, God. Could you imagine? I'm surprised she didn't.
I forgot something at your house, Liz. My video cameras.
I forgot my video camera in here. Hang on. And my bugs. Wait, what? Oh. Hang on. Let me move this. I cannot hear what y'all are saying. I moved the thing under the table. All right. Continue, guys.
See you later. Thanks.
Bitch is crazy.
Oh, really?
Okay. So while they're at Carrie's home, they discuss the status of their relationship, and they agreed that they did not want a monogamous relationship. So again.
Okay.
From the beginning, Dave makes it very clear, even to Carrie, nothing monogamous.
And she was cool with that.
She was cool with it. That's what she wanted too.
Okay.
Thankfully, you know, they're on the same page, same frame of mind. Good to go. After specifying that they were not monogamous, the pair spent most of their time together the following 2 weeks. It worked out well for Carrie because her place of work was only 3 blocks from Dave's apartment, and Dave was usually asking her to spend the night at his home. Their relationship wasn't only physical. They spent plenty of time talking and getting to know each other. Mm-hmm. Everything seemed to be going well in Dave and Carrie's friendship. That is until November 13th of 2012.
Uh-oh.
On this morning, a few hours after Dave left for work, he received a text message from Carrie telling him they should move in together.
What?
Yeah. I thought this was casual.
Casual? That's not casual, Carrie.
No, Carrie. Dave was a bit shocked by the sudden change in Carrie's behavior and the fact that this was exactly what they had discussed early on in their relationship. Mm-hmm. And Dave even replied, I thought we talked about this. Mm-hmm. Carrie responded via multiple text messages that Dave described as mean, rude, and in some cases, outright disgusting.
What?
Yeah. In one of these many text messages, Carrie told Dave she never wanted to see him again.
Wait, first she's texting him, I want to move in together, and now she's telling him he's disgusting.
Yep, you're disgusting. I hate you. I don't ever want to see you again. So okay. Dave's found two great women off of Plenty of Fish. In case you haven't noticed, Dave, this is not a good site to find people on. When Dave arrived home from work, all of Carrie's stuff was gone from his home. This realization made him upset and sad over their situation ending so abruptly. But he was also happy that he wouldn't have to deal with Carrie's unexpected crazy.
Yeah.
Poor Dave had another thing coming, though, because this madness was just beginning. Oh, it's getting crazy. Carrie started texting and emailing Dave repeatedly every day for the next 4 years.
Wait, 4 years?
Four years. She is harassing this man for 4 years. Dave and those close to him.
Confused.
Yeah, it's really confusing because it wasn't just Dave that was being harassed. It was also people close to him, like Liz, his ex-partner Amy, and Carrie's mother Nancy was also receiving messages and text messages from her daughter that were just downright crazy.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
like, her mama didn't do anything about that or try to do anything about that?
I think she tried. I think she texted her back, and it was so out of character that she was kind of confused.
Mm-hmm.
While Dave is being subjected to the constant stream of threatening messages, he's getting these from over 40 different phone numbers and countless email addresses. And Carrie appeared to be specifically targeting Liz as one of his partners,
mm-hmm.
whose car was keyed and whose house was burned down, among other incidents.
Wait.
So Carrie's not just emailing and texting Dave nasty stuff. She is keying Liz's car and burning down her house.
What?
Yeah, that escalated quickly.
That's, well, over 4 years. That's a terribly long time to be going through this.
Being hung up on your ex that you weren't even in a relationship with.
Yeah, that you were cool with.
Yeah, everything's cool. Everything was working out good until that text message about wanting to move in with me and be my baby mama.
Mm-hmm.
So during the early days of Dave and Carrie's split, which they were never a couple but were friends with benefits,
mm-hmm.
Dave's ex-friends with benefits, Liz, had contacted him to let him know that Carrie had been harassing her and could he please get her to stop. It got to the point that some of the messages Dave and Liz received went as far as telling them they wanted to kill the kids.
What?
Yes. At this point, Dave and Liz were pushed to their limit and they went to the Omaha Police Department to report the stalking.
So Dave and Liz were back together?
They're still, they're still hanging out, doing the horizontal tango, all that stuff. Yeah.
Okay.
But they're not monogamous because that's not what Dave wants.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Carrie may think they are. Dave said they were not.
Okay.
However, when they went to report the issue to the police department, there was a major problem that was stalling the case.
Hmm.
No one had seen Carrie since that November morning Dave had left at his apartment. So,
Okay.
And actually, in January of 2023, mm-hmm. Dave noticed Carrie's car in a parking lot near his home. But when police searched it, they found only a single fingerprint that wasn't a match for Carrie or anyone in the FBI's national database.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I mean, did she move close to you to find you, watch you easier? I don't know. We'll see. In the days after Carrie disappeared from Dave's apartment, her mother, Nancy Rainey, also started receiving strange messages, including ones in which Carrie said she was moving to Kansas for a new job and would get in touch about picking up her 15-year-old son, Matt.
So she had a kid.
She had a kid.
Okay.
Nancy said that this message totally threw her off. She knew this did not sound like her daughter.
And right.
After this, she actually went and filed a missing persons report.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. With the county's sheriff's office.
Okay.
So Nancy told the police that Carrie had been diagnosed with and was taking medication for bipolar disorder. And she says they stopped taking the report seriously once she told him that.
Oh, shit. So
after this case is finally solved, the sheriff's office does come out and say that they take all missing persons reported seriously, no matter the circumstances surrounding them.
As they should.
Yeah. And then they also went on to state the available evidence during the initial investigation was inconclusive, but we did not give up.
Hmm.
So they said they did their best after she was reported missing.
Okay.
There was another issue with Carrie during this time as well. No one had actually spoken to her verbally since the morning Dave kissed her goodbye and headed to work.
Okay.
Because of this, Carrie's mother had also, you know, filed the missing person and told him, you know, she was a good mother. She would not just abandon her son.
Right.
And the claims that Dave and Liz were making against Carrie seemed way off from what her personality was. Mm-hmm. So mom's like, this is not her. She wouldn't do this. Even if she was not taking her medication, it wouldn't go this far.
Mm-hmm.
So even though Dave had not verbally spoken with Carrie since that fateful morning, he had no doubts she was the one harassing him and Liz. The reason Dave knew it was the same person messaging himself and Liz is due to the wording and grammar used in the text messages and emails. They were similar, if not identical, and this was proof enough for Dave that Carrie was behind the harassment.
But he never thought to pick up the phone and call her.
Yeah.
Or and say, listen, stop. I can't deal with this. You need to stop.
Yeah. No.
Or put a restraining order on her. Nothing.
Nothing. They filed the harassment, and that's as far as it went.
Mm-hmm. But that was only after years of it.
Yeah. After several years.
Yeah.
At one point during this period, Dave reported he was getting 30 to 40 text messages.
Holy crap.
And 100 emails every day.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Who has the time to send that many messages during the day?
100 emails?
100 emails and 30 to 40 text messages every single day. I mean, you have to sit there for hours. No.
Just one letter?
Yeah, maybe so. I send. Hate. Send. You. Send.
Yeah. Golly, that's a lot.
Yeah. And Dave and Liz, you know, should have messaged back that she needed a new hobby, but nobody told her anything. They just let it continue.
A new hobby.
Yeah. Find a hobby, Carrie. This is not cool. Because of the stalking and harassment, Dave became paranoid and eventually moved from the apartment that Carrie had been to, thinking that maybe he could evade her. Mm-hmm. And Dave started drinking continuously throughout the day and night to deal with his anxiety from being stalked.
Really? That's what you resort to?
Yeah. Maybe if I'm drunk, I won't realize what's going on.
I've tried it before. It doesn't. It doesn't work. It doesn't help.
Yeah, that's not going to help.
Mm-mm.
So around this time when Dave's, you know, sinking into drinking all the time and paranoia, somebody broke into Liz's home and set it on fire.
Okay.
And we're assuming that this was Carrie because it went along with some of the threats that she had been sending them in emails and text messages.
Mm-hmm.
And this was proof enough with still in, or in, this was proof. So if anybody was in doubt that Liz was not really being stalked, I mean, her house is being burnt down. She's obviously being stalked and harassed.
Right. The threat is reality.
The threat is real.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually Dave moved in with Liz. And it gave him the feeling of being emotionally supported since Liz knew exactly what he was going through because the same thing was happening to her.
Mm-hmm.
When Dave moved in with Liz, shit really hit the fan. After this point, Dave received over 50,000 text messages and 18,000 emails.
In what period of time?
The time from him moving in to them finding out who was doing the emails and text messages.
How long was that about?
About a year and a half.
Okay.
So text and emails were coming from different accounts, but all of the accounts were registered under Carrie's name. Both Liz and Dave were positive that Carrie was the one behind it. They would be sitting on Liz's couch watching a movie, and they would both get text messages or emails from Carrie. It seemed like she knew they were together and what they were doing.
Mm.
And Carrie also began to harass and stalk Dave's ex, Amy. And she was sending over nasty and disturbing messages to her mother.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. So you ready to get real unwell?
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Probably.
Carrie was, in fact, not the one texting, emailing, and stalking Dave, Liz, Amy, and Nancy.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, Carrie was actually murdered the day that Dave began to receive the unhinged text and email messages.
Yeah.
Yep. All of this was done by none other than Liz herself.
Holy shitballs. What a coconut.
Yeah. She went as far as to burn her damn house to
the
ground.
Her own house.
Yeah. Like, why?
For this man.
Yeah. And, okay, Carrie's out of the picture. Why are you going to keep doing this? Like,
to make him committed to her, to make him,
I guess it took
depend
4 years,
on her,
yeah, for him to get to the point where he couldn't function without Liz being there to help him.
Oh, well, congratulations, Liz.
Yeah, great job, Liz.
You really pulled it off.
Like, what is it, housewife of the year? Well, I guess you can't be a housewife. No. You shouldn't have a house. Like, wifey. I just want to be your wifey, Dave. Gosh.
Yeah. Wifey material, not. Yeah.
No, not.
10 out of 10, do not recommend.
If she ever has another dating profile, I hope she puts that on there.
please stay away from me. I am unwell.
Yes.
So, damn.
Yeah. Liz was jealous of Dave being with Carrie and allowing her to stay at his apartment.
Oh, my God.
So she decided to scare the shit out of Dave, pretending to be Carrie and being clingy and stalkery so he wouldn't want anything to do with her.
Jesus. She took 10 loops on the crazy train.
Yeah. And I guess Liz had nothing better to do where she was just having a grand old time because even after Liz murdered Carrie, she continued to harass herself and Dave for four years. She was like, how do you threaten yourself and say?
I guess she had to make it seem real.
Yeah, like I want.
Like, do you see this crazy bitch?
Yeah, like she wants to murder my children.
She even wants to come after me.
Yes, Dave. You want to murder your children.
You need to protect me. Yeah.
You should be paranoid and start drinking, Dave, because she's after you.
You should be paranoid and start drinking.
She's probably the one that stuck the alcohol in his hand.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So.
Cuckoo machoo.
Yeah. The bitch murdered Carrie over a friends with benefits relationship and then pretended to be a psycho for 4 years.
No.
The break in the case actually came from Carrie's county sheriff's office for her missing person case. Sergeant Jim Doty and Deputy Ryan Avis took over the investigation in spring of 2015. And when the case was assigned to them, they decided to look through downloads of the contents of Dave and Liz's phones that had been collected in 2013. With the help of the digital forensics expert Special Deputy Tony Kava, they discovered a photo of Carrie's car on Liz's phone that had been taken a month before police recovered the vehicle. Somehow Liz knew where Carrie's vehicle was before law enforcement even did.
Oh.
Doty told ABC News.
Oh.
Yeah. Another thing they found on the phone downloaded was 6 calls that were made to Carrie's residence. And the phone had used the *67 prefix, which I don't know if it does it now, but back in the day, it would block your number and it would say caller ID unknown if you did *67, then the number.
Yeah.
So Liz was calling Carrie 6 times after she was missing. So this didn't make any sense to the police either because
she said...
Why would
she be calling her?
Yeah, she said she only met her once and that was in passing through a hallway. Yeah. Exactly. How do you have her number? How do you know who she is? You didn't even talk to her, supposedly. But, you know, Liz has got her ways, I guess.
Creepy Liz.
The pieces of the case started to come together, but at the same time, Liz began trying to frame Amy for everything that had happened.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's not her. It's Amy. If it's not Carrie, it's going to be Amy. It's definitely not Liz.
Sure.
Liz would never do anything
Sure.
like this. I bet she talks in the third person.
She might.
So to make this even better, Liz shot herself in the leg.
What?
And unaware that Amy had a solid alibi for the night, claimed Amy had attacked her.
Oh my God.
Yes.
This bitch.
Like, you'd think if you would at least check and make sure she didn't have an alibi. Like, let me make sure she's not somewhere
she where flew people off can the rail. Say,
she did. Crazy. She's jealous of Amy.
Damn.
Because they're kids together. Like, what? So Liz's story was unraveling, but the final nail in the coffin came when police gained access to a tablet of Liz's that contained a memory card with a photo of Carrie's dead body. She took a picture of Carrie after she murdered her. Yep. Like, I guess she needed proof that she really did it. I don't know. Why would you take a picture of a dead body?
Why?
I have no idea. And Liz never said why.
I mean, we ask why did she murder her? But I mean,
I think she murdered her because
We know
she wanted Dave herself.
But when you consider a person's mentality, like, why would you do that?
Yeah.
So the whole murder is, I mean, we don't even understand that. But then you're gonna take a picture of it.
Yeah.
Then we're like, what the fuck
is going on?
What
here?
The fuck?
Yeah. So I mean, like, reading through all of this information, I was shocked that Liz was single. And having to get on dating apps because she seems like a catch. I'm just kidding.
If
Liz
you
is
say
fucking
so.
Crazy.
She was a mud cat.
What is that?
You throw that shit back. Hard head. She's a hard head. You throw that shit back. You don't keep a hard head.
Oh. Liz was arrested in December of 2016, and police alleged that Liz had stabbed Carrie to death in her car.
Oh, no.
Where bloodstains had been discovered during a more thorough follow-up investigation before disposing of her body.
So that means she would have cleaned, she probably cleaned her car.
Yeah. Because it wasn't obvious when they went in and did fingerprints. Or if it was obvious, they really didn't look that hard.
Oh, wow.
So I'm hoping it wasn't obvious and she cleaned it up.
Wow.
Eventually, Liz did end up getting what she desired because the harassment, you know, had driven Dave straight to her to the point that they were living together.
Wow.
Liz wanted Dave all to herself, which is the reason she killed Carrie.
Damn.
Then ruined her reputation and impersonated her for nearly 4 years.
That's insane.
I guess she eventually got tired of sending hundreds of texts and emails to herself and Dave every day because she decided to frame Dave's ex for the murder and the stalking.
Who had literally nothing to do with this.
Had nothing to
do with it.
Yeah. But, you know, the poor bitch wasn't smart enough to pull one over on the police.
Mm-hmm.
By this point, authorities had already realized through IP addresses, bloodstains, and deleted images that Liz was the sole individual responsible for the murder and the harassment of herself and Dave.
Of herself. Did she get charges for harassing herself?
God, I hope she did.
Please,
I
mean, tell me yes.
She wouldn't press charges about harassing and stalking.
Yeah.
Like, you did that.
You're going to serve time for harassing yourself.
I hope she did.
God, please let it be
that'd
true.
Be great. I'm going to have to look that up. Liz was able to email and text her and Dave from Carrie's accounts and number because she had an app that allowed you to set up text messages and emails to send out at a future date and time.
Oh. When,
yeah, she was kind of getting...
What?
Yeah, because they would be watching movies together.
I don't even know how to do that.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Oh. But, a delayed text messenger, a delayed email. And then, okay.
Yeah. So they would get them at the same time when they're together. So obviously, you know, Dave
couldn't
didn't
be
see
Liz.
Liz do that.
Right.
Damn. Yeah, so she would schedule the crazy bitch messages, you know. She wanted to play it off real good.
Well, she did.
So this means that she was also the one that broke into her own home and lit it on fire.
Yes.
And the one that keyed the vehicle.
Yep. Yeah.
She was in it for the long haul. She was committed. Like, that, this is happening.
My gosh.
This Carrie is really doing this. Like, this, it's going down.
Wow.
Yeah. Never stopping.
That Carrie is so crazy.
Yeah, I know, right? Like, I really think if Liz would have stopped after, you know, 6 months to a year, she would have never been caught.
But it her and Dave probably would have been.
Yeah. I mean, they probably still could have been, you know, hitting it off or whatever.
Dating.
Maybe eventually Dave would have wanted to be monogamous and settle down.
Yeah.
He had just, he was newly single. He wanted to, you know,
I wonder
not
if
be
maybe still during this relationship, he was apprehensive and been like, oh, maybe she would talk about it. And he was like, no, I don't really want that still. So she was like, oh, I got to keep on.
Maybe so.
I got to keep on.
Eventually, he's going to realize that every other woman out there is crazy except for me.
Right?
I am here to save you, Dave.
I love you.
And you love me.
Forcibly.
Wow. I bet Dave was frightened.
I bet he was after finding all this shit out.
Hell,
that's
yeah.
Like heebie-jeebies.
Yeah.
Ugh.
You've been living with this psycho for...
Psycho murderer, arsonist.
And thinking this poor innocent woman was a crazy bitch and she was actually dead.
Poor thing.
Oh, yeah. So Liz was found guilty of first degree murder and sentenced to life in prison with no chance of parole.
What about arson?
Well, she had an additional 18 to 20 years for second degree arson
of
her own home.
Yes.
And for the framing of Dave's ex, Amy, as the stalker.
Good.
Yes. So Liz is serving her sentence at the Nebraska Correctional Center for Women. And in 2018, she unsuccessfully appealed her conviction.
Good.
In 2020, Liz spoke to the media claiming her innocence.
Oh, please, Liz.
She still claims that Carrie's real killer is out there and says she will not stop fighting until she's free.
Damn.
Which I believe because this bitch does not know when to stop.
No, apparently she doesn't. But did all the harassment stop whenever she went to prison?
It did.
How convenient.
I know, right?
Yeah.
And like the IP address all went back to her.
Right.
Like she didn't even go to an internet cafe or something and do it. She was doing it from her freaking house. Hang on, baby. I got a work email I need to check.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You're good.
Delay 10 minutes.
All right.
yeah, we're doing the horizontal tango and this bitch is texting me. I don't know. It definitely wasn't me. My hands were full.
Yeah. Oh, wow. And so Dave is.
So Dave is now in a steady relationship with another woman. And
please tell me he didn't get her on Plenty of Fish.
God, I hope not. He didn't say where he met her, but she is helping him. He was in a very bad place for a while after this.
I imagine.
And like still paranoid, looking over his shoulder constantly. Yes. I think in 2023 is the first time that they had taken a trip together and they went to California. And he said it finally felt like he could breathe again, like that it was settled and... like
that's really sad.
Yeah, the poor guy was looking over his shoulder for fucking 10 years.
Yeah.
Like,
that's terrible.
That, yeah, you were being harassed by somebody who said they loved you and she was scaring the shit out of you because why? Like,
keep you in a relationship with fear.
Like, she's manipulative.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, she's not going to stop fighting.
Mm, no, that's what she said.
So if y'all want a, you know, crazy person, you can write Liz. At the Nebraska Correctional Facility.
Oh, God. Please don't. Please don't. Don't encourage.
Mm-mm. All right.
Wow.
Yep. So
that was a good
episode.
One.
Thanks. Did you see that coming? Did you?
Nope.
Who did you think it was? Did you think it was Carrie?
I kind of did think it was Amy because she's the most unpredictable. Yeah. Like his ex-wife.
Yeah. I'm like, I want you back.
Because I don't know the situation, like why they broke up, but they were still friends.
Yeah.
Like, they were. Did she really want him back?
Yeah.
You know, or.
I guess Liz thought that too. Like they're too nice together. So I'm just going to frame her and shoot myself.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you shot me in the leg.
Oh my God.
What if she would have hit her artery in her leg and like bled out?
Well.
She probably like did like, okay, where, like right here.
Yeah. Safest.
Safest spot. Calf.
In the calf. In the foot.
In the foot.
I can live without a foot.
Yeah, I don't need that.
God.
Dave can't run away from me anyway.
What a nut job.
Yeah. So.
Okay.
I guess we'll see y'all next week for another episode of A Bitch Who Is
Unwell.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. We appreciate you listening to our podcast. If you liked it, please give us a good rating. You can listen on your favorite podcast platform with new releases every Friday. Just search for Bitch, I'm Not Well. Send us suggestions for an episode at b.tchimnotwell@gmail.com because Gmail won't let us use bitch. Or visit our website at www.bitchimnotwell.com for more podcasts and our fabulous merchandise.
We'll see you next week on another podcast about another crazy bitch who is truly...
unwell.